Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Eddie Bruning, CEO of the Port of Antwerp. Eddie, nice to see you again. An important day for you. You've been discussing some pipelines between Rotterdam and Antwerp.
Well, Hans Smits and myself started talking about pipelines.
Hans Smits being okay.
CEO and president of the Port of Rotterdam. But in a very early stage. This means that we do know very well that both of us in our port have very important petrochemical industry.
Okay.
One of the characteristics of the industry that you have very strong clustering effects, that they are delivering to each other basic products and the exchange of it in a very high way.
Okay.
That's the starting point. Now, some of these links are also existing between companies located in the port of Rotterdam on the one hand and the port of Antwerp on the other hand. That's the first thing. Secondly, some of these pipelines are feeded, of course, by maritime transport.
Okay.
Okay. So we decided to see it in a very broad way and say, why don't avoid a debate about, hey, the fact that this vessel is calling you and you just bring it to a pipeline to Antwerp and we have nothing to it. Why not setting up a system where we can make a kind of joint venture around a pipeline system that we will just offer to the market and we manage it and we...
Who will own that pipeline?
I think both. Can you imagine that we both?
Rotterdam and Belgium.
And Antwerp.
And Antwerp. So an unprecedented event between Rotterdam and Antwerp.
The starting point was that we have companies that liked to invest in Antwerp and are located in Rotterdam.
Who would they be?
I think it's a little bit too early to say that, but there are names and there are specific companies. And that brings us together.
And here in Antwerp, you already have some storage companies that deal in chemicals, like Vopak, Rubis.
There are new projects that we have, and they are located at the left bank of the river, and they will start soon. Our other that didn't find yet a location in the port of Antwerp, and who have a very important position also in the port of Rotterdam. And they say, well, we'd like to develop the business also in Antwerp, but one condition is that we have a very good pipeline between both. What can you, both port authorities, do bring us in that respect?
And did I understand correctly when someone from the port said that Vitol was interested in this pipeline?
Yes.
Vitol are interested, and there may be other interested parties too.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. And what? I have to ask these questions. I'm sorry. It's out in the open anyway, so I think, you know, because it was said on the boat.
But that was it on the boat.
It was, yes. In the to the whole press conference.
So, okay.
Yeah. But I understand that other people are also showing an interest in the pipeline, not just Vito.
I'm sure.
Am I right in saying that you're also looking to expand the container capacity here in the future? You're planning ahead.
Yes, we are. We all know that it takes some time, not only the construction on itself, but especially the planning process and the procedures and the permits and the public consultation around all this. But this takes time. And so we are underway. We were preparing all this, knowing that one day we would need some additional capacity.
Okay.
Then this very huge growth figures appeared, which brought us in a position and say, well, after all, if we make a projection, we will need the new capacity or new capacity, let's say by the mid of 2014.
Okay.
And if you link that and you count back as from 2014, then you're obliged to work on it today.
Today, okay.
In order to be ready by mid 2014.
Tell me about the growth figure.
Well, last year we had more than 16%.
Okay, and that took us to...
We have free capacity, you know that, at the Durgang dock.
Yeah.
So there is no congestion. So we had a huge growth rate than Rotterdam and Hamburg. If it goes on like that, why shouldn't it go on like that? Then we will need additional capacity. Even with the Durgang dock at a position where it's now, this means with last year 1.5 million TU, where the dock has a capacity of 7 million TEU.
Okay.
But even then, you saw it on the figures, taking into account 85% as limit for a performant.
For efficient
operations. Yes, then we will need additional capacity. And so we have the possibility to do so.
At the moment, the annual capacity of Antwerp is 14 million?
It's 14 million.
And you have a throughput in 2007 of how many million?
Of 8.2.
8.2. So 8.2. You expect it to
And we have
grow
a growth of 16%, so you know what it means, 16% on 8.2.
Yes.
Then things are moving very fast.
Very fast indeed. Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Eddie. It's been very nice to see you again.
Pleasure, Dean. Thank you.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.